I was absolutely, well, for want of a better term, obsessed with football as a schoolboy. And in the late 70s, at the time I was doing my O level, I actually painted a picture of the Park Avenue ground as part of a O level project. And to that end, I lobbied my local councillor to be allowed to get access to the ground to see for myself what it was like. And I guess that my memory from going to see football in the ground was of this very damp and very dark, almost dismal stand, very poorly lit. And it was the smell of the rotting timbers that that remained with you. And certainly during the matches, there was also the smoke of cigarette smoke, cigar smoke. And I remember going to see it in a derelict state. I had access to the main stands. I had access to the pavilion. And it was that same smell of rotting wood. I mean, certainly, the ground was semi-derelict, by the time that Park Avenue were kicked out of the Football League. And certainly, after it was vacated in 1973, it was vandalised and had fallen into disrepair. My memory, I guess, was of this very grand structure. I mean, the gables on the main stand were very impressive. And you could only imagine what it must have been like when 30,000 people were in the football ground. I never attended a cricket match at Park Avenue, but certainly the old pavilion was very impressive. And I never went in the pavilion, but it dominated the top of Park Avenue. And what I've discovered from my research and from what I've written about Park Avenue and the development of the ground is the extent to which it was, it was such an ambitious development at the time in 1880, and certainly through, even into the 1890s. And it was the epitome of civic pride, and the pavilion itself was a matter of considerable pride. And there's a lot of talk about the number of reception rooms, board rooms, and meeting rooms. And what is evident is that in the first decade of Park Avenue's existence, the ground established a reputation for itself, almost at the centre of Bradford social life for entertaining. It was very fashionable to attend fixtures at Park Avenue. And it was, it was just a very, very reputable, very impressive structure. And you got a flavour of that even in, even by the time you get to the 1980s, of this very sad Victorian edifice that, that was in the final stages of decay.